We continue our learning with the Nishmas Davim Ben Achrosh and Chan Yaakov and Petichav Shalei Oweir and Bava Basra Perek Vav Mishnehe. Misha Yesh La Bor Lefnini Beso Shel Chavero. Person has a bor mayim within the house of his friend, so he bought the bor. And he now has, according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, if you remember, someone who purchases a bor, so now we assume that he has Rishus to pass through, because a person who's mocher is mocher be'en yafeh. So this person not only bought the boar, but he has a path to get to the boar. So the Mishnah here says, Nichnas b'shosh sh'derech b'nei adam nichnasin, v'yotzei b'shosh sh'derech b'nei adam yotzin. He can only enter a time that people normally enter, which is during the daytime hours, and not that he should be matriach his friend to get up at night and open up the door. See that there's a door, there's a lock there, so and it has to be owned by the owner of the house. So the person who has the boar can't just be walking into the boar and knocking into the area with down the path where his boar is and knocking on the door, so that the owner of the house opens up the gate or the door, whatever it is, to the boar, because you don't want him to go through that such a tercha. So that's, once again, Mishnah says he can only enter at a time where b'nei adam nichnasim and v'yotzei, and he leaves b'shosh haderech b'nei adam yotzin, during the daytime hours. Ve'enu machnis behemto mashka miboro ela memayim umashka mibachutz. Let's say the person who owns the boar wants to feed his animal. So he's not allowed to bring his animal through the house or through this path Torah, which is part of this person's house. Remember, the person who owns the boar, he bought the boar, he doesn't buy the house. He has a path to the boar. But now to bring his animal into that area to feed him from the boar, he's not allowed to do so. What he does is he draws water from the boar. The friend, when he sold him the boar, was not meshabed his house for this purpose, for the animals to walk in. Then the Mishnah says, v'zeh oselo posachas, v'zeh oselo posachas. Each one, the owner of the house and the owner of the boar, they should have themselves a lock for the boar. So that means the one who owns the well locks the well, so the person who owns the house won't steal the water. And not only that, but the Chachamim said that the person who owns the house also should lock the well. Why? So that the person who owns the well can't draw water unless the homeowner is there to be able to unlock it. What's the concern here? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Mishum chashad ishto. So people are not motzi laws on the wife of this man who owns the house. Prevents the well owner from of coming in when the person who owns the well may walk in and the owner is not home. If we wouldn't have this double lock system, so then it's possible the owner of the board would come into the area of the board when the person who owns the bias's wife is home, but the homeowner is not home, and that could be motzi laws, damage her reputation. It's true that the person who owns the well now can always come in because the owner has to be there and has to unlock the door. Nonetheless, we want to be very careful about the reputation of the wife of the homeowner. Perek Vav Mishnah Vav, Misha Yeshlo Gino Lefnim Gino Social Chaver. Here you have a person who has a garden which is within someone else's garden, meaning he has to be able to walk through the path of one garden to get his friend's garden to get to his, or maybe these were shutvim, these were people who own the gardens in partnership, and now they're splitting it. So now the Baal Hagino Hachitonis, the outer one, wants to be able to walk through wants to be able to walk through the outer one to get to his gita. Nichnas, once again, like we said when it came to the boar, nichnas b'shosh shederech b'nei adam nichnasim v'yotzei b'shosh shederech b'nei adam yotzim. He should go in during the times that people normally do, and let's say whatever those hours are. Let's say if we're speaking about the daytime hours, so that should be the case. Whatever the custom is, that's what he should do. And the Mishnah says ve'eno machris l'socha tagar. He, the owner of the inner gina, cannot bring merchants into that area to sell him the peros of his gina. He should take the peros of his garden out, of his orchard out, and sell them outside. To bring in extra merchants, he cannot do. Nor, if he doesn't need his gina, his garden, he can't walk through the outer gina because as a shortcut to get to another field, let's say. That he's not allowed to do. The only permission he has is, in this case, is to use the outer gina to walk to his gina, and that's all, and only, as we said, during the daytime hours, the hours that people normally walk, and he should not bring any merchants in there as well, and as we said, no shortcut. The owner of the outer garden has the right to plant on this path. I'll say the owner of the inner gina is going to be walking on that path, so it doesn't matter. It's his gina. He has the right to plant there whenever he wants. He wasn't mishabe the entire gina for so to the extent that that person can walk through it, and he, the owner of the Arugino, can plant. But let's say Nasnulo Derech Menhatzad, let's say they came to Basedin. Why? Because this is not going to work out. Every time I plant, this guy's walking through and he's ruining my crops. So they came to Basedin. Basedin says, you know what? We'll give you the Baal Hagina Pnimis, the inner one, a Derech Menhatzad. This way you have on the side of the outer, you know, you walk through on the side. He's not going to plant there. So, and he gives it Midash Shnehem. They both agree. So then Nichnas B'Shosho Rotze V'Nichna V'Yotze B'Shosho Rotze. So if Basedin did that, so then all of these things change. Number one, he can walk in and out whenever he wants because he's not causing any damage to him. He has a special path. Umachnes the socha tagarim, and he can bring socharim, he can bring merchants in there to sell him peros in that as well from the gina. V'loi karnes mitocha l'soch steacheres. But he still cannot use the area as a shortcut. That was not part of the agreement. But in this case, the Baal Hagina, Hachitonis, the outer one, and the inner one as well, are not permitted to plant on that area. Obviously, the person, the outer Gina, can plant on the other parts of the outer Gina. But that derech specifically, was specifically pushed off to the side and decided by Basedin, that's designated for water. And that's it, and therefore no one should be planting in that area.